Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are locked into the Fan. We're taking you all the way up to 6:30 this evening. We're giving away Wizards tickets right at 4 o'clock on G&D, so make sure you're listening at that time. Danny, what's up?
Not much, my friend. How is today treating you?
So far, so good. Feeling good. Excited about the show. A lot to get into. Going to the Caps game tonight. Connor McDavid's in town, the best player in the National Hockey League. Edmonton's leak a little oil, though. Offensively, they have not been very good, believe it or not.
And that seems impossible. But
the right time to catch them, man. Maybe the Caps can get a couple of points and better position themselves moving forward here after a slow start to the season, so I'm excited about that. How are things with the Rouillets?
We are doing just fine, and Danny, like sour candy. The rainy weirdness, because it's the last throws of this fall soccer season before we head into the winter stuff. So everybody's sitting there looking, like refreshing the app every 7 seconds, being like, is practice on? Is it off? Is it on? Is it off? Now, today's going to be fine, but last night the whole thing was weird. I'm trying to do the show, trying to coordinate rides for the various kids. It's like, do we have a thing or do I not have a thing? And then we find out at like 4:57 when it's supposed to start at 5:30 that we don't. Whatever that is way too stressful. Like, it should be way easier than that, but I don't know who to blame.
I've been robbed of what should have been one of the best days of my sports fandom life today.
Today?
Today should have been. Today
Why?
Should have been a day I've looked forward to for some 20 years. And I've been robbed of the joy that I should have felt because now I'm conflicted and now it's very bittersweet. The Hard Knocks trailer for the NFC East season Hard Knocks that's dropping now just a couple of weeks from now with the Washington Commanders being featured with the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles. Came out. And the trailer, by the way, looks really good. But you know what's going to happen? Is Hard Knocks is going to distantly cover the Commanders fourth because they're the fourth most interesting team because even the terrible Giants have Jackson Dart and Bo Scadaboo and all these injuries to the star players and the blue tent and a fired coach. The Commanders, if you're ranking the four teams right now or the least interesting in their division, they're going to be the redheaded stepchild here for this season of Hard Knocks. And this should have been all about Washington. All about Jaden Daniels. Darius, do you have the trailer for Hard Knocks? Let's play it for the people. The drop today should have been a holiday around these parts.
What is it about these division games that just makes it different?
We've been waiting years for this moment.
You know what time it is?
Big NFC East matchup.
NFC East, nothing like it.
Here we go!
It's the NFL. You're playing against the best.
What else would you rather be?
1, 2, 3, time!
How they react to adversity is a very important part of our process.
The expectation for win.
This team's gonna play hard. We're gonna fight to the end.
Turn up on the post.
When you're climbing a mountain, you never look back. Ever.
appreciate everything we got. You got your families looking at you, your friends. That's what it takes to do what we do.
I ain't no ducking.
All I need is discipline and focus.
Sounds fun.
Let's go!
We're building something special here.
Go on, Dad, like it's your last game!
What could have been? What could have been if I was sitting here today getting ready for the Commanders on Hard Knocks on HBO in a playoff push, battling for the division with the Philadelphia Eagles, who they still play two times in game that will be chronicled by NFL Films. I got Dan Quinn in the trailer. I got Terry McLaurin giving a speech straight out of a movie. And yet Washington's 3-8. They've lost 6 in a row, 7 of 8. And I'm looking at NFL Tankathon.
I will be watching like a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
For different things than I thought. Like, I thought it was going to be what's prep look like among the great vibe as they're marching to the postseason, as they're fighting it out, as you said. More difficult schedule, but I didn't think there'd be this kind of regression. Instead, I will be watching like a predatory bird at the boobery and the ineptitude. I want the conversations. Like, it was the organization's own stupidity where they released this video where Rivera's going, you know, if he's there, we could take Forbes. We really could. By the way, Emmanuel Forbes is playing well now, which is a hoot. But whatever. We could pass on Gonzalo's, the excellent football player, okay? And we could take this guy that's way worse in Forbes if he's there. They released that. Like, they showed that after the fact. Like, Gonzalo's is all world and Forbes is on another team. And, like, now we know.
Well,
I want
that
all
video
of those.
Came out right after the draft.
I understand.
It's not like they knew Christian Gonzalez was great and Emmanuel Forbes was terrible. And
well,
like,
they sure as bleep didn't know.
They did not know.
So a lot of people that cover this thing did. But yeah, the point of the dude's story is I want to see it. I want to see the conversations. Should we do nothing? Yeah, let's do nothing. Do you want to change anything? Nope. Keep sending them up. Should we demote anybody? Nah. Should we trade anybody? No. This group's got it. Let's keep it all together and run it back again while we lose game after game after game after game in record-setting inept fashion. I'm going to be sitting there with a steno pad and a healthy set of pens. In case one pen starts to fade for a microsecond, I'll have another on alert 5 just to make sure I take every note. I want to see who's responsible. And I want butts. I want names.
They typically open the first episode with like a Thanksgiving time frame. So while cameras have been rolling and they can pan back and see some other things, I'm sure. For the most part, I don't think a lot of what's happened to this point is going to be chronicled in the show. They'll do this get you up to speed thing with a few final calls and highlights in the first episode as to how we got here. But I don't think you'll get what you want if you want trade deadline behind the scenes and stuff. I don't think that was happening. It's going to be the rest of the year, but there's still going to be plenty there. Do we get some discussions between Dan Quinn and Joe Witt? Do we get to see how Joe Witt runs a defensive meeting and what that looks like? How attentive are the players? Do we get to see anything that is particularly revealing about how we got here beyond just injuries, which I am granting you is a big reason for this debacle of a season, but it's not the only reason, and I want some insight. Now, the teams have some editorial say on this thing, and they're not going to let anything go to the papers and go to print, so to speak, to be disseminated that makes them look bad. So it's not like you're going to see like some dude rolling into a meeting 5 minutes late who just woke up in the facility like he's you know, ready to get fined and doesn't know that they have a game that weekend, if that's the kind of loosey-goosey stuff that's going on in the building as you're punting down the stretch. But it's still going to be a better window into this operation than we've had at any point in many, many years with the Hard Knocks cameras rolling. But we've been robbed of what could have been an incredible thing. Can you imagine?
Yes.
If this was last year, just go back one season ago, to the amazing run and the content we'd have with those cameras in the building when Washington was New England.
Can you imagine the joy?
They were the team everyone was talking about. Can you believe this? You're one of this defensive-minded guy who's changed the culture and this quarterback playing at an MVP level. That was us. That was the Commanders 1 year ago. And yet we finally get Hard Knocks, and here it is, man. 3-8 with a bye week, and then you're going to be 8-point underdogs at home to the Denver Broncos, who have the best defense in the NFL. I am excited to see how they handle the Jaden thing behind the scenes. And I wonder if that motivates them to handle it publicly differently starting out of the bye. Mm. Do they just come out and say in the press conference, here's what we're doing, we're shutting them down for the year or not? Are we going to see meetings behind the scenes where they're talking about Should we play him? Should we not play him? How healthy is he? Like, anything that informs into that storyline is going to be invaluable for fans and media alike.
Smart point. Yeah, I mean, that the whatever is at stake, and the stakes couldn't be lower, by the way, for a team with really legitimate aspirations that where the bottom has fallen out. But anytime you could put something on it where it's, you know, I'm not really that concerned about their internal struggle to figure out if Kane Medrano should get more snaps at linebacker, respectfully. You know what I mean? Like, that's not that interesting to me. What happens to Jaden Daniels is, like, that's compelling content. So you're trying to find a way to make a 3-8 team where, again, the bottom is falling out, trying to make them interesting. That's the best way to do it, right?
Well, Daniels is nationally the selling point on this team.
Mm-hmm.
He is the reason they had all of the primetime games scheduled that they did. Thursday night against the Packers, Monday night against the Bears, Monday night against Kansas City, Sunday night against Seattle, Sunday night against Denver, standalone national game against Miami, Christmas Day against the Cowboys. They've got that Saturday night primetime game coming up still against the Eagles. I don't know how many that was, but I think I just rattled off like 8 standalone games. It's not because the network execs wanted to see Marcus Mariota throwing the ball to Zach Ertz on 3rd and 7. Everybody wants a piece of Jaden Daniels. So I would imagine he would even, with their season, be one of the stars of the show. It would be wild if they didn't involve him. And I would think he'd be game. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but he is getting involved in a company to help better, like, market him and do some things off the field. The quote he put out was, "My focus will always be on football, but my team and I are excited to tap into opportunities that can help expand my impact off the field." And so he is entering into this agreement with 3 Arts to grow his production company for original media, business development, and equity-driven ventures. I don't know exactly what all that means, but a lot of these guys now kind of create their own content and produce their own videos on themselves and, you know, the off-season content or whatever. So he's joining up with some other players to do this, and I only bring this up to say, it seems like he's interested in that kind of thing,
yeah,
right? So why would you not be engaging with Hard Knocks and want to sit down and talk with them if this is a venture you're kicking off right now to kind of grow
your
brand?
It could coincide with that, yeah. I mean, it makes sense, by the way. These guys have such reach. It used to be you had to depend on external sources to enhance your reach, right? Well, now with all things social media, with your own channels that have as much or more reach as any mainstream outlet, you want to control that entire process. So again, it's not my favorite thing where everything about you is a puff piece that you produce, star in, direct, and have your team of sycophants tell you how great you are all the time. But still, you can control the access in a way that you never could before. That end-to-end part of the process, instead of saying, all right, I made a documentary, now I got to ship it to somebody or shop it. No, you don't have to. You can just put it out on any kind of channel you want.
Do your own content.
Any kind of YouTube, whatever. There's no limit to it.
But I'll bet he'll be heavily involved in whatever Hard Knocks ends up looking like. For sure. But the trailer just came out about an hour ago. And can you imagine just what a difference the world would have been?
Yeah.
If you're watching that trailer with Washington.
They're 8-3, not 3-8.
9-2 right now.
Oh, come on.
Tied with the Eagles as the best team in the NFC or something. Oh, it would have been so fun. But instead, here's the conversation we've got to have. So I was looking at the odds today for the Commanders' win-loss record at the end of the season. After their 6th consecutive loss and 7th out of 8, they're now 2-8 in their last 10 since week 1 against the Giants. They are right now sitting at an over-under of 5.5 wins in sports books. They've got 3. That means with 3 games to go, you're betting on if they go
3-3?
3-3 or worse, which seems to me like a high number. Just thinking about a team that's lost 6 straight, and you're saying they've got to go 3-3 the rest of the way. But I guess the logic is Denver does not really blow teams out. They don't have a good enough offense to. Every game they play, whether it's a great team like Kansas City or a bad team a week earlier like the Raiders, basically comes down to a field goal. And so maybe that's going to be a close game in some way, one possession kind of game. Then you're at Minnesota, which could be a toss-up. Then you're at the Giants, where you may be favored for the only time this season, but it's a toss-up. Then you've still got 2 with Philly, where you're certainly going to be an underdog, but they've run away with the division.
Yes. I mean,
it is over, Johnny. So it is certain that one of those Eagles games in Week 18 could be a game where they don't need the division. Could they be fighting for the 1 seed? Possible. Could they have everything wrapped up and you're playing backups? That's possible. The Dallas game will be two teams on Christmas Day that don't have any playoff aspirations. Very likely. So that means you're playing the Vikings, the Giants, the Cowboys, and maybe an Eagles game where the other team does not have postseason motivation just like you. So maybe four out of the six games are like that. And odds makers are trying to protect themselves a little bit by saying, okay, if you win three of those, you know, that's what you got to get to instead of it making it 1.5 and only needing two of those games. But that's where I wanted to start the conversation today. I'm hearing all these people acting like they're not going to win another game. The Dolphins game was the one they needed because now they may lose out. First off, that's not how the league works. It's very, very, very rare that you would lose 12 consecutive games, which is what we'd be talking about. Just doesn't happen. So losing out, I don't think, is on the menu. But what is their record the rest of the way? And would you go over or under 5.5 wins? I want to start with that today at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
I would say under, and not like, I'm not doing the, they're not going to get another yard, they're losing out. No. I think this looks like a 2-4 kind of finish.
But right? You're right there on the threshold.
But you're right there. You're close.
Are they beating?
So doing this exercise, my thought always when you're a team that's bad is you're going to win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win. And then you're also going to flip that over and lose a game or two that everybody's kind of going, okay, this is the one they'll get right. Well, that's what happens when you're bad. You sink back down to that level. Every team that's good or bad or in between has had great moments. Again, the Dolphins beat the brakes off the Bills. We saw the Dolphins. That's them. They're not beat the Bills by 30 points good. They're dreadful. And they sunk back down kind of that moment. But for a day, the analogy always used where the one kid races down the hill and he wins that time, they did that. So I think just on paper, it's the Giants and then maybe a meaningless Eagles game, or maybe they get the Cowboys, who are, you know, on the fringe of playoff contention at that point, outside looking in. But if they win seven games and seven teams tie and four teams don't show up because of the snow or something, maybe they get one of those two.
I think they go 6-11, and I think they go 3-3 the rest of the way. So I'm going to say over.
You got the over.
5.5 wins. I could see them winning both the Vikings and the Giants games if they play the defensive game they just played against Miami. I can't sit here and promise you they're going to, but we
promising start, yeah.
On Monday and to a lesser extent on Tuesday, how much of their defensive outing was the Dolphins and Tua and just the idea that there was some do theory baked in there as opposed to actual adjustments made? And I do really genuinely believe they just played a way better game. They were buttoned up. Thought Quinn called a better game. They did some different things, not just in terms of the blitz packaging, but some of the disguise coverages that they hadn't been doing. And it was a pretty impressive one-week renaissance with him taking over and getting more involved, which does not speak very well to what was going on with Joe Witt. I know Quinn downplayed that at the podium after the game, and I'm waiting for more sample before I go hard in the paint with that. Like if they come out and give up 41 to a bad Broncos offense, and they don't tackle well, they don't pressure, and it's all the same things from the games against Detroit, Seattle, Kansas City, Dallas, then okay, it was a dead cat bounce after a guy got demoted. Everybody was on their P's and Q's for four quarters, and there's not a whole lot more to it than that. But they looked way different, way better, just played normal NFL defense at a below-average level against the Dolphins. And if they do that against the Vikings on the road, you can beat J.J. McCarthy. If you do that in the Meadowlands against the Giants, a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart might turn it over a couple of times. So that might be two right there, and you're already at five with three to play with. And now you either beat the Eagles in one of those games where maybe they don't care that much, or you beat Dallas and you get there. Like if you were to tell me they're going to win one game the rest of the way or four, I would probably even lean toward four. I know that sounds crazy. I also think that until I hear otherwise, there is a chance that they bring Jaden Daniels back. And if Daniels comes back after the bye, I don't think it would be the Denver game, but let's just say when we go to Minneapolis to see them play the Vikings. You're going to have Terry McLaurin. You're going to have Deebo Samuel, barring other injuries. You're going to have all of your tight ends because Ben Sinnott's thing was very minor, supposedly. You're going to have all your running backs, and the offensive line is now completely intact. There's not really a good excuse for this offense not to play okay. Like, yes, there are major injuries on this team and namely on defense right now, but if Terry is back, then you don't have Noah Brown and Austin Ekeler. That's a very normal
NFL thing.
That's
a normal December thing.
You don't get to just score 13 or 14 points and yell injuries after that.
Yep.
Like, your quarterback, healthy. Your receiver that you pay $30 million to, healthy. Your weapon that you traded a draft pick for and made the priority of your offseason on offense, healthy. Your O-line, 100% together and intact at that point. You got six guys you like because you've chosen Paul over Coleman right now. So why shouldn't you be able to go move the ball maybe not to the extent you did last year, but score 27, 28 points in a game. You should be able to. So if that's the case, then you should be able to get one of those three division games at the end against rivals, and you should be able to get those pick'em games against the Giants and the Vikings, ideally. So it's not a big lift here, man. It's not like I'm asking you to take a 400-pound safe out of my basement. That's not what we're doing. This should be the bar with no weights on it as a bench press on Fitness Wednesday. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Smell what you're cooking there. I'm trying to figure out the best way to counter your point. We did on paper segments leading up to the team. Again, these are much better teams in the gauntlet, right? That we went through the Dallas game to kind of start it, and then Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, all better than the teams that they're playing.
No business beating any of those teams.
Totally right. And here's the recipe: you shouldn't be losing by three touchdowns. You shouldn't be losing by 25, and then they did. So on paper, everything you're saying is correct. I have no statistical counter. I have no.
My logic is you're healthier on offense,
right?
Because Daniels only played in that Kansas City game, and by the way, was awesome in that game. Made two ridiculous catches. But Daniels back, McLaurin back in this hypothetical for the final month or so. And the defense, I'm basing it on one game, and it may not be reality, but all I saw was the Miami game.
Yeah.
With Dan Quinn calling plays and whatever adjustments were made in Madrid, it was a much different defense. So if you're, instead of being arguably the worst defensive team I've seen in 10 years in the league, over the final two or three weeks before they made the change, to whatever that was on Sunday, that's like going from a 1 to a 4.5 or a 5.
Totally.
And it gives you a chance in pick'em games.
And again, I don't disagree with any of that on paper. I guess the point I'm trying to make, and I understand it wasn't apples to apples because there's no Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel was limited, but I watched Dallas, the worst defense maybe other than Washington and Cincinnati and a couple others, dominate this team with Jaden Daniels. They couldn't do anything on offense. They were awful. They couldn't run the ball. Everyone can run against Dallas. They couldn't go down the field. Now, again, maybe that's because you don't have those receivers, and you will have them later. I guess my point is, on paper, I don't want to say I'm tearing up this year because everything that can go bad has, but what you're saying is right. I'm just kind of going, I'm more still in the believe it when I see it type camp to give them that vote of confidence that they will do some things they haven't yet this year.
I think there's a reason the odds are at 2.5 wins.
Yeah.
It's because it's probably going to be 2 and it might be 3,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that's kind of where
the dividing line is.
You can look at where the juice is and see which way they're leaning on the under or the over. I'd imagine they're leaning to the under because you've lost 6 in a row and 7 of 8, and you're just a bad team doing bad team things like they did against the Dolphins in Madrid. But it's also just cynical and, frankly, like, silly to just go, they're not going to win another game.
Right. I think that's folly. That's nonsense.
One win on the schedule. Maybe. But you got to be so bad to only win one time in this league in your next 6 games. Now, someone could say they just lost 6 in a row. And I agree. And they were so bad. Like, historically, 23 years since we've seen it that bad over that 6-game stretch at points. But you're talking about going 1-11 in 12 games. Do you know how hard that is to do? Tanking terrible teams can't do that. The Tennessee Titans, who are horrible, will not do that probably in a stretch this year where they go 1-11 in 12 games. It's really hard to do. But let's open the phones on this at 800-636-1067. Do you see a path to getting over 5.5 wins, 3 the rest of the way? And would that make you happy? I mean, would you rather them go 3-3 down the stretch, give you some entertaining football to watch, compete in these games, put together some wins, make you feel going into the offseason like this was maybe more about injuries and the rut in the middle of the year wasn't authentic? Or if they do win one game the rest of the way and the draft picks higher, can you be pretty happy about that because you're picking as high as they would and maybe trading back to get more ammunition? 800-636-1067. The over-under is 2.5 more wins for the Commanders. Which side are you taking? Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On the show today at 6, we'll talk with Herm Edwards. I'm fired up to talk to Herm on G&D. You play to win the game. I won't ask him about that because he's probably been asked about it a billion times.
I was going to say, he's probably heard a question or two about it before.
A little hacky. But one of my favorite Herm Edwards moments and press conference moments for any coach ever. But I've just always liked him. ESPN, he's been a really good analyst. I like his voice, his cadence. I like his energy.
Yeah. Football guy.
It's just football guy's football guy.
Like, the way you'd have to frame it is like, Hermit, like if you were teaching kids or if you were like talking to somebody and there was like one simple kind of way to describe how you should approach a game, like one sentence, like why do you play or how do you play? Like, what do you play for? Like, do you have any thoughts on that? Anything like that?
I would be so happy if he just launched into, you play to win.
And he just did it.
The game.
Just played along and did it.
You hate that he's known basically for one sentence. I mean, he played. He had a great career. He coached at the highest of levels and was taking teams to the postseason. But I also want to talk to him about Jaden Daniels, actually, because he was at Arizona State when they recruited Daniels, and he was there when Daniels' career began. Did he know what he had in his building at that time? And I want to find out about the person and the worker that Jaden is and has become that has turned him into being someone that Washington hopes to have around here for a long, long time. So make sure you're listening at 6, and if you can't be in the car or around the radio at that time, make sure you podcast the interview when we're done tonight, wherever you get your audio. I should remind everybody that our Field Trip Friday series continues this week. We are at Uptown Alley in Manassas. Really cool venue where you can bowl, and there's a mall to shop at, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm actually going to see if the wife and the kids want to make the trek out because it's just a really, really cool family spot. But if you're coming out to drink, there's a great big bar with a lot of cold, delicious beverages. The food was really good, I remember last time as well. We've done a couple of great shows out there. So looking forward to getting out to Manassas, kind of an underserved part of our listening audience. and talking with the people.
Place is really, really cool. It's a one-stop shop. You want to do like, I don't know, they have all these games, but it's like arcade style games, like duck pin bowling, not like skee ball kind of games. You mentioned the bowling alleys, all the kind of, you could do whatever you want. And the food is awesome. Bar is huge. It's a great space.
We'll get back to the phones in a moment. We're talking Commanders and over under 5.5 wins is what odds makers are now setting their total at. They're at 3. They've got 6 to go. Do you think there's a way they could win 3 more? And we'll discuss that in a moment. I did want to say really quickly, though, Danny, that last night Toby and I went to go see Nuremberg, the mm-hmm. movie. And this will be my double play. I'll give you a full report on it. But a little bearing of the lead here, if I may. It was fantastic. But we get to the theater last night, and we think it's a 9:20 film to begin with. And Toby's a little, you know, he's a little annoyed by that because it's late, which I understand.
Sure.
You're going to get home after midnight, whatever. So 9:20, but I had to get the kids to bed and spend some time with the wife and do all the stuff I was doing, eat dinner. And so I said, that's about as early as I could do. So we meet up in Tyson's to go see the movie. Well, we get there and we realize it's actually not at 9:20. It's at 9:40.
Ooh.
So that is the first kick to the giblets.
Mm.
Toby texts me.
Which means a 10:20 start.
He texts me like a half hour beforehand, right as I'm pulling in, because I get everywhere early. And I like pull into the parking lot. And he's like, you know, this movie's at 9:40. And I'm like, that is an hour and 10 minutes from right now.
All right.
You know, whatever the time was or whatever. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Here we go.
So I'm in there. I'm walking around. I get my ticket. I go get my tiny, I got the smallest popcorn you could possibly get. I waddle down to the theater. I'm just going to go sit outside because I got to, you know, trailers haven't started, but we're in, you know, that 20 minutes beforehand window.
Yeah.
And I see Toby sitting on a bench. I'm like, Toby, what's going on? And Toby looks at me. And Toby, what did you tell me? This little information that you had that I didn't have just yet. Now, mind you, our movie's supposed to start at 9:40, meaning that the trailers run, so it's really a 10 p.m. start or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 9:36 right now when I link up with Tobes.
Yeah, so I'd gotten there a little bit earlier, and I'm like, okay, yeah, usually, you know, 9:20 or so, 20 minutes before, you can go sit in the movie theater, no problem. So I walk in. That's definitely Nuremberg still playing. So I walked out, and a couple minutes before you got there, so we're now 10 minutes before showtime, supposedly, I walk in, Nuremberg's still playing. So you walk up, and you're like, hey, what's going on? I was like, that movie's still playing.
So Toby tells me, and you know how I can't, if something makes no sense and isn't how it's supposed to be.
Now, Grant's great at letting it go. Wait, hold on. This is in my ear, my producer's telling me the opposite of that.
Right. So I need to understand what's happening.
And you're asking Toby all the questions. Right. Like, he did it.
So I'm like, but why? But at 9:40, a movie wouldn't still be playing now. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I said, but if the movie's going to start at 9:40, then there can't also be a movie going right now. Toby's like, yeah, I know. But he's just sitting on a bench. He's not like doing anything about it. Not that you can do anything about it.
What's he supposed to be doing?
Well, anything other, I mean, are you just, what are you going to do? Are you waiting until this movie ends in hopes that the next one plays? So I do the thing that I have to do, where now I go right back over to the main lobby.
Oh my God, Toby.
What, you want me to just sit there? And
yes.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
So I said, excuse me. And the guy, this 14-year-old guy with
pimples. Yes, sir.
Like, oh, what is it? Oh, how can I help you, sir? And I said, I got a 9:40 movie in Theater 15. Have you moved gates here at this airport? Am I supposed to be somewhere else? He's like, oh, our power went out for a while today, so we're a little bit behind. And I said, okay. Like, how far behind it? Toby, I can just see the blood leaving Toby's face. You know, he's like, how far? Like, when do we get out of here? What time is bedtime? You know? And I was just like, so what are you thinking? He's like, well, let me make a call. And he's like on a walkie-talkie. And he's like, it's going to be about 30 minutes behind. And I'm like, so 10:10, you're going to roll the credits? And he's like, maybe, yeah. And I was like, you're saying the movie's 30 minutes late, right? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, so theoretically, it's going to end around like 10-ish. He's like, yeah, 10:05. I say, okay. And then you're going to start the next movie that second? No one's going to go in there and clean the theater, which, by the way, I'll punt on cleaning the theater.
Sure, sure, sure. And that, no, and that circumstance, where they're like, we need to clean the plane. You don't. I've been waiting here for 4 hours, so
also,
let's go.
Yeah. I just saw it because I bought the ticket. There's three of us in this theater.
Yeah, come on.
Me, Toby, and whoever the mystery guest is,
mm-hmm.
we can tough this out, okay?
Yeah.
It's just the three of us.
Right.
So I said, are you still going to clean the theater? He's like, yeah, we've got protocol. We've got to clean the theater. And I said, so
what
I guess
really
what I'm
saying?
Wondering is, are you really going to start the movie right at 10:10, or are you saying sometime around then? He's like, it's hard to really say. And then this girl comes over who's wearing a mask. I don't know if she was sick or what's going on,
okay. But
she's like standing there, and she's like, well, how can I help you? And I'm like, hey, great to see you. Hope everything's well.
How are you?
So nice. So I tell her about what's going on. She tells me they lost their power, all that again. And I'm like, Totally get that.
Oh, that happened today? Really?
All I'm looking for here is this like at 10:15 the movie starts, or at 11 is the movie getting underway? We just want to know what kind of timeline are we working at here. And she's like, well, we're going to ask everybody, and we'll make sure everyone agrees if we want to skip the trailers or not. Which seems so crazy to me. I'm like, so you're going to take a poll of the audience, and if enough of us say... Now, she doesn't know that there's only three
of us. I was going to say, two out of the three have to agree.
But I happen to know there's three of us.
Yeah.
But she's saying, like, we'll just talk to the people in the theater, and if enough people don't want to see the trailer, we could, like, skip it. And now this, again, I don't do well with things that I know don't make sense. So I'm just like, and she's like, I think it's probably going to be around 10:15, 10:20 that your movie will start. And I just look at Toby, and Toby's like, okay. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And so I'm like, tell you what, can I have some Twizzlers? And she's like, huh? And I was like, just for all of this, whatever this is. I said, I'd love
for all of this.
I said, I'd love those Twizzlers. And she's like, I'll give you popcorn. I'm already holding popcorn. And I was like, I understand you'll give me popcorn. That's lovely. I'm looking for Twizzlers.
You're trying to negotiate. You're upselling the Twizzlers.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this. She's probably 17.
Okay.
Maybe 12. I don't know.
Does she have the authority just to give out Twizzlers like that?
She said no to me like three times, and I'm like, just one thing of Twizzlers? Like, we're fine. And she's like, okay, fine. No problem. And so I was like, just go grab them? She's like, yeah, go grab the Twizzlers. So I'm like, Toby, you want some Twizzlers? He's like, no, I don't want Twizzlers. So then I pummeled a bunch of Twizzlers. So then eventually, what's crazy is, like, 7 minutes later, not even, we get back over to the theater to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
It's silent in the theater and dark. We walk in and the credits are rolling. Like the trailers are rolling. Everything they told me was a lie all along.
It was wrong or a lie?
It ended up being like 15 to 20 minutes late still because I guess of the power outage. But all the stuff she said about it'll start at 10:10 and none of it, like if we just waited and went into the theater when she said, we would have missed 20 minutes of the movie. It was all for nothing.
Yeah, it was not bad at all. We were probably maybe 10, 15 minutes later than what it ever was. And the part that you sleep on, Grant, is the other person that was seeing the movie was sitting in the front area. And halfway through the previews, these two workers walk in and are like, hey, we need to see your ticket. I'm like, can we not do this to this guy?
The guy is sitting there mid-trailers in a pitch black theater. And they come in asking for his ticket, I guess because of the confusion of, did he come in at the last movie or this movie or whatever? And they're like, he can't find his ticket. And they're like patting him down. He's like looking in all his pockets. And this went on for like over a minute, this guy.
Yeah. They were like asking. He's like, I have no idea. I think I threw it away.
Toby's like, if they come up here and ask me for my ticket, I'm whooping somebody's ass, you know? He's doing the thing he did it.
The look lady.
Yeah, the look lady move, which is true. I say this about our friend who's an usher at Nats Park, who we always see running around asking people for tickets after she gets back from her break. You missed your chance, friend. It is over, Johnny. Don't come up to me when I'm in my seat and ask me for my ticket. You want to ask me when I'm walking down the steps? Be my guest. You want to ask me when I'm going to the theater? You got it. The trailer's playing and I'm in a seat? Unless someone's trying to sit down and can't because I'm in their seat, leave daddy alone. That's kind of where I'm at on that. But
I would tend to agree, actually.
They didn't kick this guy out. I don't know what happened. It was very weird. And then they left. I was like, this is the strangest night ever. There are some other things that happened that were pretty weird, too. I'm not going to get into those on the radio.
Oh.
But you may or may not have seen a video about it.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you send a video of this last night?
The group chat?
Well,
I'm not going to go into it. I mean, if you have the memory of a 90-year-old, I can't help you.
I do.
Yeah.
But, this was last night you sent this?
It was quite the night.
I'm not
going to
look at it.
Go see Nuremberg. We can talk more about the film later if you'd like. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I want to talk Connor McDavid at Capital One Arena at some point today. But next, calls on the Commanders. Do they get to 5.5 wins?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Do the Commanders win three more games? The over-under set at 5.5. They're at 3 right now. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. Danny, if they only win one, which game do you think they win?
Giants, just instinctively, right? That's just not a very good team with a very high ceiling.
Now, I agree. I just think split a sweep of them is difficult.
Yep.
Right now, I'd lean Vikings, which sounds crazy because of Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and those weapons. This is definitely a recency effect thing.
Just can McCarthy get those guys the ball? The answer so far has been no.
McCarthy's been bad the last couple of weeks. He had a great first quarter 2 games ago when they won, but 3 quarters after that were pretty suspect, and then this past game, I mentioned the stat yesterday, but he was minus 15% completion percentage over expected. It was like Tim Tebow levels of, oh my God, can this guy do this? Now, I don't think he's going to be that terrible every week, but that's what we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, the Vikings look like the two most winnable, and then maybe one of those division games with the Eagles and the Cowboys at the end of the year. Sure would be nice if they could win the Christmas Day game against Dallas. As we're all watching, 1 o'clock, you've opened your presents, you're spending Christmas with the family, you're turning on the TV. Let's see them beat the Cowboys, a Christmas miracle.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Zeke is in Southeast D.C. What's up, Zeke? How are you?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome.
How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Doing very well. How's it going, man?
All right. Hey, my thing is that we'll be under. We're not going to win 3 more games. And I'm hoping we just win 1 and we still get the top 7 pick. That's my desire. Because what's the point in winning a couple good games and ending up being 4 or 5 wins? To me, that's just, I don't say tank out. I want to see all the backup, the second stringers. And let's go out there and play good ball, but I don't want another win.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Yeah, different conversation. Are they better off in the future if they go 0-6 or 3-3 or 6-0? I think that's a relevant conversation. There will be people that scream that they don't understand how fans can possibly not be excited when their team wins. And those same people I would ask to, do you like Jaden Daniels? Do you enjoy having him? Because you wouldn't have had him if they would have won more games at the end of the season. And the fans back then that were saying it's good every time they lose were right, by the way. That's how that worked, that you got the number 2 overall pick and the face of your franchise quarterback. But different conversation than how many games will they win. I also wonder this idea of polling for them to lose competitive games for the draft positioning. If Daniels plays, doesn't that change? It's so much easier to watch the Dolphins game if you're a Commanders fan and not be upset when they lose because it helps the draft position when Mariota's out there. If Daniels comes back against the Vikings and the Giants and they play pretty mediocre or bad teams and lose those games, that's not good. Again, if you've got McLaurin and you've got Debo and you've got your O-line and your tight ends and your backs other than Eckler, and basically it's everybody but Eckler and Noah Brown at that point, and you're still losing to the Vikings and the Giants while you're scoring 14 points and you're struggling on offense, that's bad. That's a bad sign for Daniels, Kingsbury, everybody.
No, it certainly is, but it's also the, you know, it's the downside of what we, like you and I like to talk about with September baseball, right? A bad sample, I'm not going to overreact to that either, right? This is a lost year. Like the plane has crashed into the mountain. So them not playing as well as maybe you'd expect, just sort of this, whatever this is, kind of continuing even once Terry McLaurin comes back and the snowballs turn into an avalanche and they can't get right, I'm not going to put as much stock in it as I have already put in the stuff where we've seen these failures before. Does that make sense? It won't have the same weight to me. Even if they play well and win a meaningless game where Jaden Daniels balls out against Dallas, who's packed it in, I'm not going to go, oh, everything's fixed. I still have that explosion behind me.
I guess it depends on how they play and what the plays look like and who the opponent is and how hard they're playing, and the tape will tell the story. But I think I can get down on and agree to it'll have less weight than it would have in a competitive game in December or a week 6 game or something. But it doesn't have zero weight.
No, it matters.
They
matters.
They need guys that matter in the long run, like Jaden Daniels, to play well.
And so when I'm watching that Sunday game, that to your point, against the Dolphins, I don't care that they lost a game with Mariota and Ertz and Wagner and, you know, Wiley getting a snap or two and a bunch of other, you know, cast-off veterans that will not be here next year. That doesn't bother me. Now, it would have bothered me if they were that inept with a bunch of their draft picks getting a huge amount of time, like a Ben Sinner was healthy and targeted 8 times and had one catch for 4 yards and dropped a bunch. And, you know, Jordan McGee looked out of position and couldn't do it. And you go down the list of all their young pieces that were available to them who can't play. That's a far different thing to me than a bunch of veterans who aren't going to be here with a quarterback that, you know, respectfully, I don't care about near as much. Like, Marcus Mariota is developed. That's the finished product. That's it. Perfectly fine. And I'd like to have him back, by the way. I'd try to sign him today to another contract if he wants to come back for a couple of years. I want him around. I like the value that he brings. I like him for Jaden Daniels, the whole deal. I feel comfortable with him. I want that. But this is not an upside play. This is not a, if Mariota works on X, Y, and Z, this is it. This is the finished product. And I want it, but I don't care about his development. I care about Daniels's.
Yeah, more than anything else in the organization.
By far, yeah.
Which is why if he's back, how he performs matters a lot to me. How the offense looks matters a lot to me. If and when he comes back, if they are pretty healthy. Like, it's one thing when you're playing a game and you don't have your top 3 receivers and one of your tight ends and 2 offensive linemen. But if it's Noah Brown, who never plays anyway and hasn't played all year, basically, and Austin Eckler, who was in and out of the lineup last year and missed a bunch of games while you were making your playoff push, and that's the reason why, it's above reproach. We can't ask any questions. No. That's not a thing anymore. Like, go out and let's play good football. It's still Cliff. It's still the same design. It's year 2 in the offense. You got the pieces. I'm not saying you got to win the game, because that's up to the defense and the special teams too. Quarterbacks don't win or lose games. You know, that's not a sign to them. They help. They hurt. But the W's and L's is not an individual stat. But the offensive performance will definitely matter if you get some guys back toward the end of the year. Who among the great athletes in sports right now would you be most excited to see live or pay the most to see? Who's the best draw? We'll get into that. Also want to talk Joe Witt's future with the Commanders as we kick off next hour on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.